Emporia Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
Well, as we read a while ago, Paul was in jail for 2 years in Caesarea, and they decide to bring Paul to Italy. And they get stuck on an island called Malta. And we can see that that wasn't the first shipwreck that Paul went through. Because in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 25, he spoke about three more shipwrecks that he went through. But Paul's life is a example that as a Christian, we can learn and see that we will go through a storm in our life. But if we go under God's will, we will get saved to a harbor. All we got to do is submit to God's will, obey His will. And that's one thing we can learn over here. Look, Paul, he wasn't by himself. He know he wasn't by himself. He got more people with him. In fact, Luke, the one who wrote this book, he was with them, because when we read this chapter, he always speak in plural. Now, he don't speak about Paul, but he speak about us. A couple of times we can see that over here. Paul was the type of man he was just like us, but a little bit different thought than we do. He was a man just like me and you. In fact, when we read the book of Corinthians, we can see that Paul was a man that he was underestimated. They didn't trust Paul too much. They didn't believe he can speak God's word. He was kind of, you know, people reject him a lot of time. And Paul was the man that wrote most of the book of the New Testament. And like I told you a while ago, one difference between Paul and us, when we go to one town, what's the first thing we look for? Especially if we don't have no family over there. Hotel, right? Right? How the hotel over here? How can I get a good Holiday Inn? How can I get a comfortable place, right? Right? Tell me if it's yes or not. Yes. Paul was different. You know, every town, every place that Paul was going, the first question he asked, if he will come into Louisiana, he will say, Brother Freddy, how it is Angola? Because he knows that was what was waiting for him. A jail. He wasn't looking, he never looked for a hotel. On his mind, he knows that jail, everywhere he going, was waiting for him. You can't imagine that. If that would be happening to us, I will reject this ministry. Oh, no, I don't want to be a servant of the Lord. I guarantee you, many people, yeah. But Paul was a man that everywhere he going, the first question was, how is this Angola? How is the jail over here? Because he know. He didn't expect but nothing else but a jail. But we can see through Paul's life that God's will accomplish every time we submit to Him. Well, first thing we can see through this passage, we're going to see two different situations. The first one, what not to do when we've been going through the storm on our life. Every one of us, we're going to a storm. Probably right now, most of us are going through a storm in our life. That's normal. Let me tell you, Christian life is not beautiful like people think it is. It's the best decision we can make. And it's going to be the best thing when we be with the Lord for the rest of our life. But while we be in this world, in this fallen world, full of sinners, full of evil people, we won't go through to a nice situation, not all the time. Look, if you compare your life, what you spend the most time on difficulty or more time enjoying your life? Most of the time, we're going through hard situations at work, at school, even sometimes at home, even with our kids, or sometimes with our parents, right? And that's part of our life. But we got to learn how we're going through those storms in our life. And this morning, my desire is that we learn through God's word. Not because Pastor Emilio said. But through God's word, how we can deal with a storm on our life. The first thing we can see, we got to learn, is that what can happen when we not listen God's advice? We got to pay attention to his word. I know I will say, and I want to say that everyone over here, every morning, read his Bible, right? Amen? I don't know you, but I can't let my house without reading my Bible. Not because I'm a pastor, but first of all, because I'm a Christian. Because I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. And because that's my first need, my priority every day is God's word. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, not only the bread alone will lead the man, but with a relationship with Pastor Emilio? I don't believe so. But also from God's word. And we need not just read the Bible because, well, that's what they say in church. They already, you know, talking about the pastor in our cell group. They're already talking that way. No, don't do it. That's not the right reason. The right reason is because we need God's advice through his word. Amen? Don't do nothing because Pastor David, Pastor Emilio, Brother A, Sister Laura, or whoever in church tells you got to do so. Though because we need God abides from his word. Amen? Look, we can see over here everything that these people went through their hearts, because they didn't pay attention to God's word. God has his messenger. Paul was God's messenger. And they didn't pay attention to everything that he was telling. You don't know what he's talking about. It was October. It was fall. Around that area, it was hard. It was hard any journey to go through the sea, because of the sea, because of the weather. It was bad. It was terrible. And Paul told them, he advised them. But you know, when we don't listen God advice, that gives us room for impatience. You know why? Because we not listen our Lord. We not listen our Creator. And when we don't listen God, when we only listen, a lot of people recommend that, well, you got to follow what your heart tells you to do. The Bible says that deceivers is a whore. Many women, hopefully not over here, say, yeah, I'll follow my heart. Handsome man outside, but outside, the ugliest man in the world, right? Because you follow your heart. And probably the Lord was telling you, it's not that one. Look, pay attention. Look over here. Listen to me. You say, but he's so nice. He promised he's going to give me this. We're going to have that many kids. We're going to have so many kids that we'll be able to have a school at home. And then when everything goes wrong, oh, Lord, it was you or it was the Lord. He was telling you, listen to me. Please listen to me. No, because Sister Laura told me, follow your heart. And what the Bible said? Our heart is deceiver. But if we follow God's advice, I guarantee you nothing will go wrong. It won't go perfect, but it won't go that wrong, because, you know, if we follow the Lord, all is going to be good. Like I said, it was October. They know it won't be hard. It's going to be difficulties because the weather, like, it's like, who watched, I forgot, on Alaska where they kept the big old crab. How they call it? Not the catch. It's hard to fishing over there. And they know if you see that people, a lot of people die, but they going through the money, you know. Money talk. And the funeral too, you know. Yeah, a lot of people going through that. And that's what it happened. It was a chop sea. It was hard because of the weather. This time of the year, it was hard. It's like I was telling you, in Guatemala, they say it's not too good to go on summer because there's a lot of rain, there's a lot of mudslide. We planned to go last month. But they said, no, it's not the right time. It's not the right time. It's summer. I said, huh? Yeah, it's summer. In summer, there's a lot of rain, a lot of mudslide. It's kind of dangerous to go through the road. So we recommend to go on winter. Till next year, no, around March, pretty much. I said, what? But that was what happened right there. And you know, when we don't listen to God's advice, that gives room to impatience. The captain, the ship owner, and the soldier, they've been impatient for the time they've been spending in the sea. And they've been trying to go to point A to point B. And they didn't listen to God's word. And what would happen? They went through a hard situation. You know, on the book, on this book, on the chapter, verse 9, we can see. Let me see. It was over here. They say, we have lost a lot of time. The weather was becoming dangerous out for sea travel because it was so late in the fall. You see, it was in the fall. And they've been impatient because they lost a lot of time. The ship owner, he only was focused and bring all his grain to sell to make money. The soldier, the one that helped Paul, his mind was, I got to take those prisoners to the point A to point B. And they've been impatient because through the situation, they didn't see that will happen. But we got to be careful when we go through the storm of our life to be impatient. If we trust on the Lord, it's going to be on his time, not on our time. Let me tell you a secret. Don't listen. Don't tell it to nobody. It's just between our family. You know, there's a stuff that happened in a house that stay in the house. Amen? Like people say, when you go to Las Vegas, I don't care about Vegas. That's another $20. Look, when I born over here as a Christian, since the first year, the Lord called me to preach his word. And I said, nah, me? You're crazy. You know how much I got to weigh before I preach my first sermon? 9 years. But thank God, I was patient. I never spoke behind my pastor back. Oh, he don't give me the opportunity. They know. But, you know, we got to be careful. Thank God, I was patient. I said, Lord, if you really call me, it's going to be on your time, not on my time. Thank to the Lord, this year, it's been 10 years we've been serving the Lord over there in Shalmet, the ministry. But we were patient. Probably if I would be impatient, I'd say, well, I know the pastor, he's not even thinking about me. Well, the Lord called me anyway. I'm going to open my own church. And probably, you know what? I probably will be back home over here. And I see that happen a lot of times. You don't know how many people, they say, well, in my church, they don't pay attention to me. They know, and they go on their own, going to the stone, and the ship sink. And what happened in the middle of the ocean? We're going to die. We got to be patient. And we can learn that from what we read while ago over here. Another thing that we got to learn, if we not listen to God's advice, it can lead to make us wrong decision. They make a big mistake. Those people, they make a big mistake. They want to do everything on their own. We got to be careful to not to listen to the Lord. Look, in verse 11. They say, but the officer in charge of the prisoner listened more to the chief captain and the owner than to Paul. So they didn't listen to God's messenger. They'd rather to listen to somebody just because he's experienced. We got to be careful. We got to be careful how we make decisions. We got to make decisions based on God's word, based on his messenger, based on people that really pray for you. Those people, they didn't pray for them. And what they did, they make a wrong decision. What happened? They went through the hard situation. They almost sank the ship just because they didn't pay attention to God's messenger. They didn't pay attention to God's advice. And what happened? What was the result? Make a wrong decision. Make a wrong decision. We got to be careful. The soldier, he paid more attention to the ship owner and the captain than what Paul was telling. Paul told him already about that. The soldier, he had faith, but his faith was based on the wrong person, on the wrong people. Our faith gotta be based in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. He's the only one that never will fail. Your pastor, Emilio, he's a human being. He can make mistakes too. If you trust more in me than Jesus Christ, you'll probably be able to make mistakes too. Yeah. Listen to God's advice. Listen to the messenger. But first of all, listen to his word. Listen to his word. These people make a big mistake. And God's wisdom never can compare to man's wisdom. You know how many people, they believe they're so intelligent. And you say, why he's so smart, but he's living the life he's really living right now. Because it's very different than God's wisdom. Make a lot of mistakes. I knew a girl, she's a witch. She liked to read the poem. She liked to... My question is she trying to resolve everybody's life? Why she don't resolve her life before? Why she doesn't care for her life first and then take care of other people? Because she don't listen to God. She listen probably her heart. And they come in and lie to you. A lot of those people, they come in and lie to you. I got my sister, she had a brother-in-law. Small guy, never went to school. He not even know the old that was because, well, he know the old because he was a circle. Never went to school. Always dressed very nice like Pastor Emilio. Probably was cute like me. I believe that. Nah. Small guy, never went to school. He always dressed very nice, tie and suit. Get a suitcase all the time. He come in and talk to you. Hi, how you doing, sister? Look, this is the way he speak. He was so smart. So he went to Venezuela. He got an altar and became, you know, the man who received a lot of people to tell them what will happen on their life. And when you was on the line, he come in, how you doing, sister? How you doing? No, I come in because I heard Emilio, he's very good. Everything he say, he going through. He get one of my friends the number. He's rich right now. Really? And what the sister going to say, oh, yeah, rich. And what's your name? Oh, okay. Where you coming from Chamay? Okay. Yeah, I live pretty close from Chamay. I got a few friends over there in family. And the guy that was talking to people online, he was trying to find out what you want to do, your name and everything. When you get in front to the man, he tell you, I can talk to you. They call it the ghost. The ghost, they didn't want to speak to you right now. It's not the right time. You got to go and come back tomorrow. Next day, when you come back, they say, your name, everything that you need. And people get surprised. But when the people find out that everything was fake, they almost kill him. But people was believing more in him than God were. This guy, he's really messed up. He died now, not because too old, but he died. But yeah, he went back to Dominican. He had to go back to Dominican. If not, they will kill him in Puerto Rico. Venezuela, sorry. You know? And a lot of people do the same thing. They make wrong decision because they put their faith in wrong people. We are Christian. We got a deposit, a big deposit on Jesus Christ. Our faith got to be in Christ alone. Just like the song said. Another thing we can do, if we don't listen to God's advice, that can happen is carry great risk. We can see the risks they went through. Those people, they went through a big risk. On chapter verse 13 to 19, we can see. Let me see if I can get my help. It's not because I'm getting old. It's just, you know, they said before after 40, but now they say after 30. Thank God, you know, I passed the 30. they talk about me. When they say, when they're 40, but 30, that's me. I'm right there. Yeah. Chapter 13 to 19. Let me see if I can see it. You see? 13 to 19. Where I go? Okay, right here. When the light went, that's one, yeah. When the light wind began blowing from the south, the sailors thought they couldn't make it. So they pulled an anchor and sailed close to the shore of Crete. But with the weather changed brutally, and a wind or typhoon, a strain called a nor'easter. They went through a typhoon. They took a risk. You know how dangerous it is when we go through a hurricane. Typhoon for us is like a hurricane, right? That's what it happened on Asia pretty much. We call over here hurricane. In my country, they used to call it cyclone, but they call it hurricane now. But really what it happened, that's what it was happening, like a type of hurricane. They call it typhoon. They risk their life. Look, when we don't listen to God's advice, we can risk our spiritual life. We can go to death. Yeah. And that's what is almost happened to them. They risk their life. When we don't listen to God's advice and we listen to something else, you got to be extra careful. You on risk. You don't know how many people in church. Oh, I heard that another pastor said that you don't have to do this. You can do this. You can. Really? That's what the pastor said? But what? That's what the Bible said? Well, but he said, but why? Why? You don't believe in God's word. You got to follow God's word. When you don't do that, you put your spiritual life in risk. Put your spiritual life to keep you away from God's will. And we got to be careful. And that's what we want to learn this morning. We got to be extra careful. Let me tell you again. Now listen to God's advice. Can give room to impatience. Be careful with that. It can lead us to make wrong decisions. We don't want to make wrong decisions, right? Who want to make wrong decision? Nobody. If somebody raise your hand, I'm going to say, you're a liar, brother. Even if you're Vimmer. I don't want to make wrong decision. I got to go to Chamet. And I want to be right when I finish over here to go to Chamet. I don't want to hit to Chamet and get in Baton Rouge, right? That would be wrong decision. We don't want to make wrong decision. We got to make right decision. So you got to listen to God's advice. When we don't listen to God's advice, it got to be great risk. And we got to be careful with that. But the good thing it is, God always fulfills his purpose. Tell the one next to you, God always fulfills his purpose. God had a purpose with Paul. The purpose was to go to Italy and preach his word, even in jail. You know how many books Paul wrote in jail? In jail. He worshiped the Lord in jail. But it was God's will for him to go through those storms to accomplish his will. Verse 21 and 22, we can see God exhorted them to trust him and not in material things. That's one of the big mistakes. We are more close to material things than to the Lord. You know that? There's a lot of people. Their main focus is about material things, about making money. That's what happened with those people. The ship owner and the captain, the ship owner, he wanted to get to Italy to start selling his grain, to start making money. And the Bible said that the money is not bad. It's not bad. No, it's not bad at all. The money is good. The bad thing is when we put our heart in the money, when our main focus is money. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, look, say, but look, God kingdom first. Amen? A lot of people look at their money first. Yeah. That's a big mistake. But look, the Lord, he will accomplish his purpose. He won't fulfill his purpose. It doesn't matter. And he said we got to trust him and not material thing. Those people, they've been concentrating on their money. They just want to make their money. And like we said a while ago, it took them to risk. They almost lose their life. Yeah, that's what happened. Verse 21 and 22. No one had eaten for a long time. Finally, Paul called the crew together and said, men, you should have listened to me in the first place and not to let Crete. You would have avoided all this damage and loss if they would listen to God's word. But that's the problem. They didn't care. They want to go through this bad weather because Their main focus was money. Just money. Be careful, brother. Like I said, again, money is not bad. The bad thing is when we put our heart use on money. You know how many people, when they get the opportunity to go to work on Sunday, they say, yes, Christmas is around the corner. I got to bake a present to the kids. But you're going to lose God's blessing. Listen to his word that Sunday. I understand sometimes we don't have no choice. And that's different because we have responsibility. Last year, I'm going to spend 10 months out of the whole year working 7 days. But thank God, I had the blessing that I was able to go to work, go to church, preach his word, and go back to work. I didn't have no choice. But if it's my choice, I will pay probably 3 times what they will pay me on Sunday for not to go to work. Sunday, I was doing my Christmas light outside when they called me. I know they called me to go to work. And I don't want to go. I didn't want to go to work. Especially, I got my wife right there. I got my boss right there. That's my boss right there, I say. She said, answer the phone and tell her what you're doing. I say, I call her later. When I finally answered the phone, they said, no, if you want to go to work tomorrow, we got to do something. And I was the only one that was able to do what we got to do. It was a big compressor, like the, almost like a big truck. Got to put a bunch of blankets. You need a map to do that. We did it one time. I removed those blankets, so I had to put them back. I didn't have no choice. That was yesterday. Yesterday, when I get there, I thought I only want to spend a couple of hours doing that and go home. But I worked so hard, those 4 or 5 hours, they said, well, they told me if I want to work 10 hours, yes, I'm going to mail the call with the rest of the hours. And they asked me, if you want to work, no, not tomorrow. No. They give me to choice. I said, no. The money will be good, yes, but this is better than money. God's words is a lot better than money. Like I said, when I work on Sunday is because I don't have no choice. But if I got a choice, I'd rather to be in the house of the Lord than be out there making more money. And it's bad. Sometimes we make money, more money for the government. And he get happy, believe me. Yeah, he's happy. Yeah, go ahead, make more money. More money for you, more money for me. We say more money for my honey. The government say more money for me. Yeah. But the Lord is telling us, we got to concentrate on him and not on material stuff. He promised us always to be with us. He never going to leave us alone. We know that. Even Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, Jesus said, and I will be with you till the end of the world. So we're never alone. Let me tell you, God will go fulfill his will no matter what. And the good thing is we're not alone. He's always with us. Look, God sent an angel, and the angel he sent right there, we believe it was Jesus, to tell Paul what will happen. And that showed him that he wasn't alone, that God was with him. God had everything in control. They didn't pass away. Neither one of them died because everything was inside God's will. My people, one thing that we got to believe is that when we are under God's will, everything will be fulfilled. You heard me? You feel me? Everything will be fulfilled. Yes. Yes, it happened. It happened. The purpose for the Lord with Paul is we'll go to Italy. And we can see that later. Where he tell it, you got to go to Rome and preach before other people. And God's will was fulfilled right there. And the last analysis is that God always fulfills his purpose according to his will. He take us to safe harbor. Neither one of them, they all get to harbor safe. Amen. Look, if we believe the Lord, if we put our faith on his hand, if we trust him, we will get say to harbor. There's guarantee. The Bible says so. I believe that because the Bible says so. Because the Bible showed me so. Even Jesus, he was under his Father's will and everything was fine. Amen? Same thing with us. According to his will, not according to mine. When I do what I want according to my will, everything can be wrong. And it happened a lot of time. It happened. I can tell you by experience. It happened a lot of time. Thank God I learned on the hard way to follow God's will and not mine. Thank God And after that, everything be going a lot better. But one thing I want you to learn this morning is that even Jesus was under his Father's will. And everything was fulfilled according to God's will. Jesus went to the cross. He died for me and you. And he gave his life at the cross. That way me and you will be forgiven. And he died and went to the tomb. And his resurrection proved that we got hope in Jesus Christ. We got hope for eternal life. When this will happen? When we put our faith in the Lord. When we left everything on his hand. When we leave everything on his will. Amen?
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.